Blackstone Audio and Buck 50 Productions present Hoodlum 2, The Good Son, by Kwan. This book is read by L. Stephen Taylor. Prologue. Thick gray clouds hung over Staten Island, occasionally opening up for the sun to make brief cameos or pour down another heavy wave of rain. Even with the patches of sun, it did little to fight off the chill brought on by the damp air. Still, Carmen had made the trip, as she had many times, no matter the weather. The heaviness of her heart seemed to make the ground where she walked sink in a bit deeper, but her back remained perfectly straight and proud with each step. A handsome young man with rich black hair and evenly tanned skin walked a few paces behind her. He played her close enough to be able to protect her if necessary, but not close enough to invade her personal space. More than once he had been tempted to reach out to comfort her, but he held his position like the soldier he had been raised to be. Enzo had grown up as one of New York's many forgotten children of Coney Island, Brooklyn, in a single-parent home. His mother had taken off with a second-rate lounge singer when he was 11 years old, and it was him and his dad ever since. His father was a decent enough fellow who made a bit of a name for himself around the neighborhood, but could never quite get a handle on the workings of the underworld. They had been a hard luck pair, but all that changed the night young Enzo had saved an older woman from being robbed by some crackheads when her car had broken down on Coney Island. The next morning, Enzo found two very serious-looking men standing in front of his apartment door. They informed him that Mr. Tessio had requested his presence, but knowing an order when he heard one, Enzo went along without struggle. His first impression of Michael Tessio was, "This is one fat son of a bitch."